Okay, we want to address the first article there.
Second Chair, I make a motion at this point, if I may. I make a motion that we direct Tom Fredericks to look at options for the OMC to streamline the leasing process, including possible compacting, contracting, and other legal options.
I second.
Lacey, did you get all that?
Direct Tom Fredericks to look at options to streamline the leasing process, including compacting, contracting, and other legal options.
Correct.
Discussion?
Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a little statement on it at least. I'm going to be voting in the affirmative here, but that does not mean I've made a decision in any way about compacting or contracting. What we're doing is asking for information on how such a thing would work and the different options that might be in front of us for that, if we want to take that action or several others, so.
Thank you. Other comments? If not, call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Now I need a motion on the press release.
Do we have somebody we're going to?
I thought we were, yeah, we had an interview to.
Madam President?
Okay.
Or Chairman? I will wing it here. I didn't know I was going to do it, but I move that we do a short press release that explains that perhaps the taking of the take that was done on the future of oil that was within the Big Bark Times was not being directed to say that we were going to be out of the oil business in 2 years. Just that it was designed to show our discussion at least was designed to show the decline in permits and what that could do to our production.
And you name the two that's going to write the release?
Yeah, Stephanie, or Councilwoman Irwin and Councilwoman Boone were going to write the press release to kind of tap down what the perception was of what was done.
I have a question.
Question.
Okay, and then I will talk to Mr. Fredericks about a letter on the follow-up that we did receive from the biannual meeting, and which Jeff Ramussen, you know, Katie said that they could do a follow-up, and I will talk to them about that and have them send that to us.
Point of order, we need a second for this
motion on the floor.
So I didn't hear a second.
Oh, you need a second.
Well, I'm just saying I was going to do it. I thought we already said you. I thought you told us last time we already did a resolution for Mr. Rasmussen.
No, we're talking about the press release.
Oh, okay.
We're still working on it.
Okay.
And so I need a second for it.
A second.
Okay. Second. Discussion.
I like the article. Stands as is. It talks about our challenges as Osages, and we need to do something. But I agree we need to respond with the press release.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I believe the article was just referencing a report, a speculative report out of another state, and that it was just a report. And I think people overreacted because of the title of the article made. And I think that it would be appropriate for us to do a press release to kind of clarify the situation and bring some calmness to the constituents that are really concerned, because this really raised a lot of eyebrows about exactly where we're going to be in a few years. Thank you.
I think there was a comment made that after the letter was done that we'd send it out to everybody for them to look at it.
Yeah, to the
Minerals Council.
Before we approved it to go out.
We were actually approving it to go out today, but never mind.
Okay. Call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, thank you. And then on the 4C, the OST, we're going to direct the constituent that tell him that we have directed that to the chief's office, his concern. Okay. I need a motion to adjourn.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, we've got one more.
Oh, what?
We need to, I make the motion to hire Russell Evans as an expert for his services to be utilized and directed by our attorney. Second?
I second it.
Discussion? Okay.
At our last regular meeting, we had a sample resolution that was prepared by them in our books. I think we saw some flaws within that one. The people that were still here, as you recall, by the time we got to that piece of business, we were down to just five people as we are today. And we put that off and didn't act on it that day. I think, perhaps at least, I'm trying to read the chairman's mind, but I think that it's because we were already knew that we were shorthanded on making decisions like that. We put off another decision. And for that reason. So I'm not in favor of handling this deal today. I think that all the council should be here before we start hiring experts and going down a line that does not have any control on it, on what we're hiring them to do. The resolution that the sample one had a whole lot of stuff in it that I know I would have voted against had there been a council, you know, brought up that day. So I will be voting against handling today.
I'll ask for Councilman Crum, is that a motion to table?
I don't have that right now. We haven't gone on. I would move that we table it. I'm in
second.
I thought we were still discussing it. Did I not say that Mr. Waller had already instructed the man to do that, Tom Fredericks to do it? We just need a resolution for Mr. Fredericks.
As a point of order, I believe we have a motion to table.
Excuse me, I believe
there's a motion on the floor.
There right is now. A motion on the floor. It was my motion. And according to the accounting practices, if we're going to spend money to pay someone, we need to have a resolution to pay. Now, according to the contract with Mr. Fredericks, it is appropriate for any of us, it is appropriate for him to be contacted when we are going to use somebody's information, like hiring Mr. Russell Evans. And according to the contract, our chairman has already contacted him about that. So it would just be appropriate for us to follow up and do a resolution to pay this gentleman. And that's why I presented the motion.
Then I would draw my second on the table.
Thank you.
So, did anyone second Cynthia's motion?
You did.
Okay. I want to make sure.
Call for the question.
Okay.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilman Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Point of order. Rule count for votes count a majority of people here on an item like this, or does he have to have five votes? If you only have five members present, a vote of four in any other situation makes it be that it didn't pass.
We have a consensus to have a meeting, so whatever we vote on.
The last time this happened, we went with the majority.
I think it goes with majority because everybody was contacted to be here.
Thank you for clarification. If that's the way with the rules state, well, then that's the way it would be. I am right. Thank you.
Tony.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Okay, when we had other motions made and we passed them in this meeting, so.
All of them were unanimous. We had five.